This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are a lot of things about the American labor market that are different than they were 5 years ago. Stubbornly high unemployment you know about, an unhealthy rise in long-term joblessness as well. And then this puzzler. Since the beginning of the Great Recession, the number of people stuck working part-time because they can't get full-time jobs is way up. But at the same time, there's been a sharp drop in the number of people holding down multiple jobs. So, to lay it all out here, more people in part-time jobs, but fewer people able to cobble together a couple of three of those jobs to make ends meet. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The first part of this economic conundrum, can we call it an econundrum? I don't know. It's pretty straightforward. It's the recession. Jobs are still hard to find. Well-paying full-time jobs, harder still.
I'm used to working 3 to 4 jobs, historically, because I never seem to work jobs that pay me any money, so I need to work a lot of them.
Justine Pope of Portland was eating her bagged lunch at a downtown park recently. She's 27. Count back to the late 2000s when she graduated college, she's pretty much never seen a healthy job market.
I farmed, I waitressed, I landscaped, and I nannied. I never earned more than $18,000 in a year. I know it's shocking, so I feel like I'm doing okay now.
Okay, because she's found 2 jobs, legal assistant and research assistant, each 20 hours, and they're just paying the bills. This trend to more part-time work could be permanent. Employers like the flexibility and the cost. Benefits are slim to none. But here's the complication. For job seekers, it's now harder to find and keep multiple part-time jobs.
Among the low-wage employers, retail, hospitality, food service, employers are requiring their employees to say that they're available for a full-time schedule, even when they know they're never going to schedule them for full-time.
Stephanie Luce is a labor sociologist at the City University of New York who's studied the retail industry.
Managers are asked to schedule based on customer flow, based on weather, based on trends in the economy, to change the schedule day to day. They don't want employees that are going to say, I can't come in, I have another job. They want employees that will say, okay, I'll come in if you need me.
Hello, I'll take your order if you're ready.
You don't have to go further than the nearest fast food joint to see this trend.
Yeah, I'm mostly just in the drive-thru in front counter.
Devontae Yates works at a McDonald's in Milwaukee. He lives with his mom. I reached him on his cell phone as he was heading out to the bus for his hour-and-a-half ride to work. Yates is getting his associate's degree, so he's paying tuition plus rent to his mom and helping with the groceries on minimum wage, $7.25 an hour.
The schedule comes out Friday. However, it is subject to change. Sometimes you can work a 1 to 9, and then the very next day have to be back at 6 in the morning. So they schedule you so randomly that it's pretty much impossible to find another job.
The 24-hour McDonald's where Yates works expects its employees to offer open availability, basically be on call all the time. Sometimes it's a 2-hour shift, sometimes 8. There's management speak for this, says Luce. Just-in-time scheduling.
In fact, I was just reading a retail consulting report that said this was the main area in which businesses could achieve profit, was using labor scheduling technologies. Employers want to reduce their cost. It was excess inventory in the 90s, and now it's excess employment.
And remember Justine Pope? While she likes the variety of having so many jobs, she's tired of having so many jobs.
I'll say I know my situation is certainly not sustainable long term. I would hope to not work so many jobs or so hard my entire life.
Thing is, she just might. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.